The precedent goes back to 2017-18 when Winnipeg was just rolling over teams. Mm-hmm. And Mark Scheifele's injury turned Brian Little into a number one center and Blake Wheeler into a number two center. That line was excellent. They outscored their opposition something like 12-6 over those 16 games. But there were some fortunate percentages. They, the finishing was a little bit otherworldly for that month or so. And, Connor Hellebuck was otherworldly back then as well. And it was a whole different landscape for the Winnipeg Jets. So I was wondering, I was curious to what extent could Blake Wheeler sort of replicate those results? The other thing was that, you know, even as a top line right winger, I think that Blake Wheeler has had a subpar start for his standards. And, at times, you know, Mark Scheifele was carrying the mail, but at times, Blake Wheeler was the third best player on his line as a winger. And I was wondering, you know, when is the dominant Blake Wheeler going to show up? And this struck me as maybe a unique challenge, even beyond the normal circumstances to make him a second line center. And then the results were great, in my opinion. I thought the speed was back. And right from practice the other day when he started, there was jump immediately in his game. And I like that about Blake Wheeler. And I like the speed that Ehlers and Roslovic brought as well. They had a strong night, in my opinion. No goals for or against, but in terms of what zone they were playing in, they did well. And I think Blake Wheeler, for a winger, is remarkably well-suited to the gig.